Sunday, not the last day. Chazal, there's a bracha native that one makes when Chazal when there's some special hashpah of Hashem's tova to a person, and they were magdir, they set up the guidelines when it's called a special hashpah, something unusual, something not the norm, something that's especially exciting, something that's especially tov, and there's other people involved in the tova also. They're sharing in the tova. And apparently there's an implication that hatov v'hameitiv, hatov is to me, and hameitiv is to others. And that's where that comes from. That hatov v'hameitiv is, there's others involved in the tova as well. Now, there's a special, one of the tovos, one of the circumstances which call for hatov v'hameitiv is wine. Not just tam wine, but you're bringing, there's an abundance of wine. You're sitting with someone, and it's either you start sitting and drinking, which people used to do, maybe they also, and I don't know about it, and maybe in a bar, I guess they do it, okay, or it's in a meal, it could be a Shabbos meal, a Yom Tov meal, and you have wine, and then you bring a different wine, more wine, a different wine, and we'll see the Gedarim, it doesn't necessarily have to be a better wine, as long as it's not a worse wine. And the guidelines of the halacha are really very numerous, and it's almost difficult to. I remember he once wanted to make a tova meitiv. So what's his name, Moshe Pitzula, and I went through the inyan, and it's very difficult to meet all the requirements where everybody's moda that you make the bracha. But we'll learn a little, and we'll see some of the guidelines. So one of the circumstances is wine. And why wine? Why not if you bring another bread to the table, you make a tova meitiv, or a better cut of meat, you bring a different steak, you had 25 carving stations, so why didn't they make a tova meitiv? Wine is special, it has a special bracha, wine is mesameach, and wine it has its own bracha, so that's why they were sucking it on wine, because Ein omrim shira el al hayayin, and wine has the property of being mesameach. Mishnah Berurah also brings down, ironically, that it has a sobering effect. What does that mean? That because you're drinking wine and you're drinking a ribui wine, so there's a good chance of kalos rosh. So you have to have something to counteract the effect of the wine. So Hatov HaMeitiv, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. So Hatov HaMeitiv reminds us of the Hatov HaMeitiv of benching, which was Niskan for Haruge Beitar, and that's like Yaskir Lo Yom Hamisa, so that sort of tempers a person's the Schok, the Kalos Rosh, into counterbalance to the wine he's drinking, and that's why they were B'davka Masakin it on wine, not on other foods, because you want to have that, as I say, no pun intended, the sobering effect of remembering Haruge Beisar and Yom HaMisa when you're sitting drinking this ribui wine. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. We're learning Chavis Halvavos, Shar HaKniya, Rin Perek Dalid. He's giving 7 examples where you have to exhibit Kniya. You have to actively show it. See, we learned already 4. V'chamishi, the 5th, she'etiv lo habore b'olam hazeh b'mini hatovos. That's what we're learning about now. If a person feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bestowing on him, he has parnosa b'revach, he has a good circumstance in life, he has a good situation, and he feels blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so yikana lakel. He has to show kniya. Why? This is the Chavis Halvavos, this is worldview. It may call it masa chovas ado alayim, because he now has the burden of acknowledging the tova, of acknowledging that it's not kochi v'otzim yodi, of acknowledging that he's probably undeserved, according to the Chavis Halvavos, very probably undeserved of this tova, so he has a chovas of acknowledgement, and can he fulfill it? The yishofel lefanov, so he feels humbled. Meir also shalotia lenakama mimenu. Maybe this is gonna ironically be a source of punishment for him, because he has, let's say, we'll talk about money, because the Lord talks about money. So he has money, and he has enough money, and he's not doing anything with it. He's just using it to ignore Hashem, which people do. Kirov HaMon Ba'olam, he says, when you have money, it can be any tova, but usually it's money. Because the Lord, 85% of his examples, 90% of his examples, are with money. Because that's really what our lives are sitting around in Olam Hazeh. But it shouldn't be health issues. So if it's not health issues, Baruch Hashem, so we spend the whole day with money. Okay, there's one of three. When you have money, who gives you enough money? Rov moment. So it could be one of three kavonas involved. Hashem could have three things in mind. We're trying to read the mind of the Eibishter. One, it's Latova Me'esa Boreas Barach. It's a Tova, Taka. Hashem is giving you good things, making you comfortable, you don't have to worry. All in Isayon U'Mifchan, or it's an Isayon. All in a Kama U'Michshol. It can be a punishment. That the money, it turns out, it all depends on you. The money could end up being a terrible Michshol, and it's something that you, that just makes you, because of Vayishman Yeshurim Vayivot, or Hisham Ulachem Pen Yistel of Avchem, or Kochivosim Yadi, so then the money ends up being a source of Michshol for him, if he uses it the wrong way. So then he goes through each of the three, and he says, this is three possibilities, what could be. So we'll learn the first one tonight. Siman HaTova, if the person takes it and uses it for mitzvahs, uses it to thank Hashem, to acknowledge that it's from Hashem, and he instead of doubling down and working more and more to get even more money, because sometimes that happens, like once you start getting money, then you're lured into being busy with money. You start investing and you start doing different things with your money. But instead of that, he's Torah B'kiyam Chovos HaBorei, the T'asibah L'hosib B'maisei Elokim, which is pure Chovos HaLvodos, that you use it to spur you on in your Avodos Hashem. Lo Yisim Libo L'tova Hahi, and that becomes secondary, meaning you don't rely on it. Lo Yiftach Aleha, but you're ready to spend it B'chovos HaBorei, whether it's tzedakah or mitzvahs, or just it's not, that doesn't become the focal point of your life, but you, adarabah, you feel now that you have to increase your avodas Hashem, and then the money makes you comfortable and gives you the ability to do so. So that is one way that Hashem gives money, and it's a big tova taka. It really depends on your reaction. The doma lamashem v'saper Eov. Neiman Hogo b'mamono, Eov describes how when he was rich, he spent the money b'cholos habore. V'echa yomotzil b'cholos habore. V'omar b'miut b'tchono bo, that he would not rely on the money. Im samti zohov kisli, v'lakesim amarti miftochi, did I make zohov into my rod of strength, into my mishon? I didn't. My miftoch was b'Hashem. So that's the first maslul, the first way of Hashem giving rov momen, and it's taka tova and a bracha, and the person uses it to spur himself on in avodas Hashem. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Okay, we'll stop here.